Yeah, hi, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of consultation for comprehensive counseling. And today is August the 1st, 2020. We don't have too many patients. It is only 8 patients, but 2 initials. So, in all these cases, again, patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. So, first patient is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N. Her date of birth is 9-7-1991. Date of evolution is 8-1-2020. Identification data. Jasmine is a 30-year-old, single African-American female living to herself. Patient was working for a school as a substitute teacher. Currently, she left the job and try to find out another job. Patient was admitted. Reason for evaluation for psychiatric evaluation. History of present illness. Jasmine was admitted to Exxon Oakland Hospital because of increased depression, anxiety, or suicidal ideation. And she responded fairly well with the treatment on Abilify 2 mg daily, Zoloft 50 mg daily, and Klonopin 0.5 mg BID. Patient was discharged with 2 weeks of the medication, although she ran out of the medication, and described the current medication has been helping her a lot and she is feeling much better. Yet, she described she wanted to continue the same medication. On further questions, she admitted that she is looking forward to another job. She will get a job and she is going for the job interview. Yet, social history denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Past psychiatric history, this is the only one psychiatric admission. Prior to that, she was not seeing any psychiatrist. Her personal history, she was born in Michigan, completed some college, and she has a father, mother, and a brother and sister from the father's side, and also a brother from the mother's side. Her relations with the family is good. Suicidal history, she was having suicidal ideation, but never made any attempt. Period. On mental examination, she presented as slim, tall, average size, African-American female, 5 feet 3 inches in height, 125 pounds in weight. She was alert-oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denied any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She denied any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. She is feeling much better in his sleep and concentration and also in memory. She is also showing some motivations and having energy level. Does not, and the medication was effective, having no side effect. She has compliance with the milieu. Her immediate and recent memory was fair, thought process coherent, logical. Obstruction ability was fair. Judgment sight is good. She is our average intelligence. Assessment. Major depressive disorder, single episode with no suicidal ideation or any psychosis. Access 2 defer, access 3 defer, access 4, loss of job, other personal psychosocial factor, self-esteem problem, access 5, 50, prognosis guided recommendation. I discuss about the risk and benefit of the medications. He has provided verbal consent, and I will send a prescription for Abilify 2 mg in the morning, Zoloft 50 mg daily, and Klonopin 0.5 mg for 15 tablets, which she can use off and on when she feels panicky. Although, since she was out of the hospital, she describes that she does not have any panic attack. I would recommend that she should see a therapist in comprehensive counseling for stabilization and also for improvement in her functioning. To which she agreed. I have given a prescription for 4 weeks and also a follow-up appointment was recommended. Medication will be sent to Rite Aid at 12 Mile and Dequindre. Telephone number is 586-751-3600. This is the end of dictation. Dr. Stobie. Next duration is Martha Stewart, M-A-R-T-H-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-E-R-T. Her date of birth is 7-26-1953. Date of service is 8-1-2022. This is initial evaluation. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. period. Hestia identification data. Martha is a 68-year-old Afro-American female, currently living with her granddaughter Diamond. She was recently discharged from Saint John Oakland Hospital. Patient was admitted. Hestia, reason for evaluation for psychiatric evaluation. Hestia present illness. Patient was admitted under my care from emergency room due to her delusional behavior and stay on the psychiatric unit and get stable. She reported that her daughter died recently, about a month ago, and her granddaughter Diamond is the only support. Yet prior to coming to the hospital, her granddaughter was very upset because she walked out of the home any time of the day and would not come back. However, today she described that her grandmother has been doing much better. Here, and she is listening, she is following direction, and medication has been effective. She was discharged on Risperdal 1 mg BID, Aricept 5 mg daily. Period. And the medication has been helping her a lot. Period. She also described she has not doing any bizarre behavior or running out of the home, and she is appropriate and active. When I asked Martha, she indicated that she is feeling better. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusion. Patient has worked for the Blue Cross for 33 years as an accountant, and she was retired. And after that, her mother and father died, and she has sister, but no communication. Although her granddaughter is the only support. She was alert and oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was approved. Her speech was clear. She knows the name of the president. She can do simple addition. Multiplication, abstraction, quality was limited. She knows the Biden is the president. She can repeat 5-digit forward, but 4 backward. Recall was limited. Her thought process coherent. She denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling, although she still believes Trump is the president. And there was no involuntary movement, no akathisia or any dystonia. Assessment, dementia with delusion, making improvement, no behavior problem, mild drooling. Plan will reduce the dose of Risperdal to 0.5 mg BID. Continue Aricept 5 mg daily. I have given Benadryl 10 mg at bedtime, which can be used on a PRN basis. I explained the risk and benefit of the medications to her granddaughter Diamond and also to her, which had an obtained verbal consent. I also explained if she develop any side effect or any decompensation, she should call my office for immediate attention so that patients should not decompensate. As per granddaughter, prescription will send to Kroger 14 Mile. Telephone number is 586-285-9479. A follow-up appointment was given in on 29. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation.